Here at the Farm Progress Show with me is Roy Fuchs, Monsanto. Roy, what's your title, please?
I'm Global Technology Soybean Lead for Monsanto.
So we're going to talk about soybeans. First of all, what's in the pipeline for soybeans?
Well, our most exciting one today is, you know, we have Roundup Ready TL that we launched in 09. We hit 30 million acres this year, looking for another 10 million acres next year. So it's been very successful, highly adopted. So that's kind of the first exciting. And then we have a rich pipeline. One of the next products will be our Roundup Ready Extend, which is a combination of Roundup Ready TL plus dicamba tolerance for broader weed control, control of any glyphosate-resistant weeds. We're targeting 2014. That's pending regulatory approvals around the world. So that'll be really an exciting product, really throughout the United States. And then in addition, we're working on quality traits that we, with the issues on soybean oil with trans fats, we've created a product we call Vistiv Gold, which is a high stability, zero trans fat, very low saturated fat oil, for use both in the food industry for baking and frying, as well as in industrial applications for biodegradable oils, greases, and those applications. So, and that will also be launched on top of our Roundup Ready TL product.
Now, what about some breeding traits?
We have introduced a aphid resistance, and we're coming forward with a two different combinations of aphid resistance that looks really exciting. We're also working on a combination of breeding traits for Phytophthora resistance, which is probably the biggest disease challenge for soybeans, in addition to driving increased genetic gain and breeding as well. So we have a very robust pipeline from breeding as well as biotech. And at Farm Progress this year, we're talking about a chemical. It's been a while since Monsanto's introduced a new chemistry, and we're working on a nematicide that would be brought forward in a seed treatment. As we know, again, the nematodes are probably the biggest pest for soybeans globally. So that's also an exciting new venture for Monsanto.
Well, when you decide what you want to look at as far as down the road, I assume you get a lot of input from the farmers about what they want, right?
Yes, we do. And those are, you know, we do this on a daily basis, but it's a great place like Farm Progress to get input. And we're always asking, you know, what are your biggest unmet needs? In fact, one of the projects we've just started, so it's going to be a decade or so away of coming forward, is we're doing started a program on stink bug that we're finding across crops, particularly with reduced use of chemistry, that stink bug is becoming a bigger pest. So we've initiated a major program across soybean, cotton, and corn for stink bug control. So, and it's really based on what we hear from farmers and what their real needs are.
Well, you talked about the glyphosate resistance issue. When you talk to farmers about that, we're talking about multiple modes of action to them now to avoid that, especially here in the Midwest?
Yes, all of our crops, we're recommending multiple modes of action. We recommend residuals followed by multiple different modes of action post-emergent as well. So we have a program we call Roundup Ready Plus. And it's where we're actually recommending chemistry from other companies, but the best solution for weed control, independent of whose product it is. And it's been extremely successful with growers, and it's been successful in really helping to manage the glyphosate weed resistance across crops. We also have been talking recently, we're just starting, about BioDirect. It's an opportunity to do a foliar application of compounds called RNAs that we can actually overcome resistance of glyphosate and make glyphosate more effective. So that's sometime in the future, but looking at pigweed and some of the weeds where we have resistance, and it's going to be a very interesting and potentially exciting technology to bring back some of the efficacy that we've lost with glyphosate resistance.
Are you still seeing a lot of excitement out here at Farm Progress Show despite the drought and the issues that farmers have faced this year?
Yes, we are. And interestingly, probably the two areas that we have the most excitement on at Farm Progress, one is our drought-tolerant corn, surprising, and two is our IFS program of, you know, really being more precise about planting and population densities and anything to increase yield. And we see this as a real augmentation to our germplasm and biotech tech investments to help farmers get the most from every seed they plant.
All right. Thanks a lot, Roy. Here at Farm Progress Show, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.